Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. Two-man vehicle.
With Jesse and Anita. It's great to be back on Friday's show, and this is always exciting. And we are in an undisclosed location in, well, I could tell you where we're at, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we actually in Coons Rapids, to be specific. And we are at Epiphany Catholic Church. Jesse is speaking there.
I'll be speaking tonight. Yeah. Tonight's the final night. I've been here for two nights.
And it's on the Eucharist.
Yeah, on the source and summit of our faith.
Yes, and it's going to be riveting because... Yeah,
so if anybody's around here that's in within an earshot of the show, come on down. We'd like to get to know you tonight.
Yes, and we just tell us that you heard us on the radio.
Yeah, we just came from Mar-a-Lago. From Mar-a-Lago, we came over here to Minnesota.
On Wednesday, so we've been here since Wednesday.
Yeah, so a couple of things that we want to talk about today. First of all, the Mar-a-Lago event, both my wife and myself were there. We were there with Catholics for Catholics. I can tell you, I mean, that is spiritual warfare.
It is.
And,
it
and
is.
What Absolutely I mean by that is that this country is in a battle. And one of the things that every single speaker talked about at the Mar-a-Lago event is...
That's communism. Socialism.
Yeah.
How it's infiltrated.
This is what
we're
fighting.
Yes.
Every single speaker touched on that.
They absolutely did.
That the United States of America, we're in the throes of communism right now, and that's what we're fighting against. Communism is demonic.
Mm-hmm.
Every speaker hit on it. Let's go down the list. You had Jack Posobiec. Yeah, he started it off.
Mm-hmm.
You had Tim Ballard.
You had
Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire.
Polanski. What's his name?
The Canadian pastor. That's been in jail 20 times.
20 times, and his church been burned down.
Protestant pastor Polowski. He spoke. He knows about communism.
Yes.
You had
Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. He knows about a corrupt justice system.
You had
Father Frank Pavone.
Father Frank Pavone.
He knows about being canceled. He knows about corruption in the clergy.
And you had,
and this is all spiritual.
Two females. We had
they were outstanding. Patricia Sandoval was outstanding.
And there was another female, I just forgot her name. She was very good also. So it was just
another
packed
another FBI agent, I forget his name.
Yes.
Young
that,
guy.
Yeah, that who was a whistleblower.
Yeah, he said
I can't participate in the
corruption.
Yeah, the corruption on against Catholics.
Yeah, the Department of Injustice Corruption.
Yes.
And he's not even Catholic, by the way.
Right.
This FBI agent that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get his name right now. And look,
maybe he'll become Catholic.
Yeah. Well, I know that Tim Ballard announced the guy from the guy that they made the movie based on his life.
Yes.
The movie Sound of Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim Ballard is a practicing Mormon.
Yes.
He's gotten like 9 kids. He homeschools his kids. And they he was at the Mar-a-Lago conference, and he said
he was one of the first ones.
He said that he's wearing
a
miraculous medal right now.
Wow, yes, for a Mormon. So that means that either Eduardo's big at this.
Oh, Eduardo Velasquez is all over this guy.
He always has miraculous medals in his pocket, and he gives them to people. And I'm sure he was the one that initiated this.
Yeah, because they're good friends.
Yes,
they're good friends.
Absolutely.
And
good
I can tell you, they even said,
that's evangelization.
Oh yeah, Eduardo is he puts his money where his mouth is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tim Ballard even made a comment. He says, "I'm looking into the Catholic Church."
Yeah.
This is a Mormon.
He's going to be a Catholic.
He says, "I'm looking into the Catholic Church."
He's studying.
Yeah.
He's studying. Yes, absolutely.
Candace Owens is looking into the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that'll be in. I mean, they're too smart not to be.
Right, they are. They're too smart.
Jordan Peterson's wife just came into the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Despite the bad leadership,
going
on, the truth was drawing people into the Catholic Church.
And it's a miracle people are coming in. But, you know, look at the people that are coming in. They're very well formed, educated. They want to know the truth. They're all about truth.
Yeah.
And not only in the political world, but also they want to know the truth in the religious spiritual world. They want to get right with God. They want to be, you know, in his graces. And they're looking. It says the Catholic Church is the only church. Number one, we're always being persecuted, and our faith is always being persecuted. Catholics right now, we know we're being persecuted by The Brandon
Brandon
administration,
administration.
yeah,
Brandon
but
administration.
he sucked his FBI agency on Catholics, the traditional Catholics,
Over
supposed to go to
400 Catholic
Latin
churches have
masses.
been attacked under the Brandon
Yeah,
administration.
yes, yeah.
So
So
that if that's
that just tells you
that's
know, this is a
everything you
true
need to know.
church.
Yeah. And all of, these guys are
Yeah.
smart people. Tim Ballard, Candace Owens,
That's what I said. They're very intelligent. They're,
Stone, what's the name?
yeah,
Stone? Stone. Roger
Roger
Stone.
Stone. Yes. I think
When
he's a revert, though.
when you start rolling up your sleeves and start investigating, okay, which church goes all the way back, which is, by the way, my next book that's coming out in 3 months with Sophia Press. It's a book that's proving that Jesus Christ started the Roman Catholic Church. Because there's a lot of people, they're saying, oh man, I don't want to do the research. I'm busy. I got a lot of stuff to do. I've got to change diapers. I've got to do.
This book
But
is going to be a blockbuster.
yeah,
Absolutely
because
a
you don't have to go
blockbuster.
anywhere.
No.
It's all right there in
There.
your hands. I
Right.
did all the work
The
for you.
research is there.
These are the books you want
The
to put in.
sources are there. You can, if you
Yeah.
want to double check everything, you can,
Of
but it's
course, but
already
it's
done.
footnoted. It's
It's
footnoted.
footnoted
Yeah,
and it's going to be.
this is the type of book you want to give a Candace Owens. You want to give a Roger Stone. You
You
want to
want to
give a
give
Tim Ballard.
Tim
Okay,
Ballard.
that's the type of book because there is no book like that.
And all those that are seeking truth, even, the people in the pews, like we've had in the last 2 years, we had Mormons come into the Catholic faith in our church. And I was just, wow. They said they saw the blinders were taken off their eyes, and they said, wow, the Catholic Church is a true church. And one of them was researching and saw Jesse Scott Hahn and all these other speakers, and says, wow, they're really telling the truth. I'm in a cult.
Yeah.
So they came through our RCIA program, and now they're both husband and wife are both in the Catholic Church,
Yeah, and
but they're
it's and again,
doing good things in our
yeah,
church.
it's again, it's very important for us Catholics to study your faith and know that
Absolutely,
Jesus Christ established the Catholic Church so you could be an effective
And
evangelizer.
it's not just to come into the church studying their faith. We got to continue studying. There's
Yeah.
so much, the riches of our
Yeah,
faith
once you come
is,
in, roll up your sleeves
roll the stick
and
and
begin studying
study.
and praying because there's a
Remember,
lot there.
you remember, you're going to study till you die. So
Right.
just keep on going and don't think, oh, I don't
Yeah.
know enough. No, it's every day, especially you Catholics. We got the treasure of our church gives us the daily mass readings.
Daily
That's
Mass
just
readings and daily Jesus, daily
basic.
Eucharist. Can you imagine? There's no church that does that. And
No church that does it, and
that's what
it's an
people are
organized.
discovering.
It's organized. We're in an organized
And
religion.
this is why the devil's going after the Catholic Church of
Church,
Vendance by trying to pick off a lot of our leaders.
absolutely.
But by the way, I just want to mention, we also want to talk about the Spiritual Warfare Conference at PAST. If anybody wants to call in, the lines
Call
are
in for
open.
those
We want to
that,
hear from you that attended the
that went to
conference.
the conference. We'd love to hear from you because there were so many
Yeah.
people that were on fire,
Yeah.
people just want to know how to live in a state of grace,
Yeah.
essentially be right with Jesus.
Yeah.
That's ultimately
Yeah.
what they were searching for.
So call up 888-526-2151. Call up if you want to call up and tell us if you were at the Spiritual Warfare Conference and tell us what you thought about it. Tell us your experience. 888-526-2151. On the last segment, I'll talk about the two demonic manifestations that occurred there, and I'll give you kind of the do's and don'ts of the protocol that a lot of people don't understand as to people that are diabolically afflicted or even possessed. As to the some of the things that you have to follow to be liberated.
Yes,
You just don't go to a
absolutely.
spiritual warfare conference and say,
No,
hey,
hey,
Father
I'm
and Bishop,
here.
you come
Yeah,
here
I'm
and lay
here.
hands on me. It's not the way it
Right.
works.
We'll talk about
Yeah,
that
we'll talk about that. So if
take a
any,
deeper dive on that.
yeah, so call up 888-526-2151 if you want to talk about the Spiritual Warfare Conference. We would like to hear from you. So, Mr. Engineer, you let me know when we got the lines when people are calling up because I can't I don't know if, okay, so Richard will let us know. So again, talking about, and Richard will let us know when we got people calling in. So call up 888-526-2151 if you want to talk about the Spiritual Warfare Conference, your experience there. Yeah. So the event at Mar-a-Lago, it was basically done on the feast of Saint Joseph, not a coincidence. John Yett from Catholics for Catholics, he picked that date because Saint Joseph is the patron saint of workers, terror of demons, and this is also an opposition of communism. And the fact is, it was on the feast of Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph in 1937, Pope Pius XI declared Saint Joseph in one of his documents. He called him the world patron against communism.
Yeah, Hitman. And name his document. It was Divini Redemptoris.
Divini Redemptoris.
Redemptoris.
Yeah. Divine Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this in mind, we went over there. 1,000 Catholics descended upon Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Dressed in our Sunday's best, really.
Yeah.
And what we did is we were inspiring each other. The speakers were inspiring all of us. Because all the people that were there, they're Catholic leaders. They're Catholics that are very involved in their dioceses or parishes. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a football huddle where the coaches were giving us instructions and inspiration.
Yes.
And we can go back to our dioceses, our parishes, and make a difference. And we also went at the very end. We prayed the Holy Rosary very slowly, very methodically.
Yes.
Then one of the priests there, he did a consecration prayer in Latin. He basically consecrated the whole Trump compound.
Yes, he did.
And Mar-a-Lago.
That was beautiful.
The Saint Joseph, he did a consecration prayer to him in Latin.
Yes.
And it was taken from Father Calloway's books.
Yeah.
Because that's where he has all the consecration prayers.
Right. You know, I love this event because it was not only a political, but it was a religious event. It was a total Catholic event.
Yeah.
And we honored our Lord and our Lady at this event. And
loudly and proudly.
And we started off with the J6
prisoners.
Political prisoners that prayed. Oh, we got the Holy Paz.
Holy
Lady.
Paz.
Yeah, we'll continue this conversation.
Call up 528-888-526-2151. 526-2151. Call us up. Tell us your experience at the Spiritual Warfare Conference.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms. Your beauty and your grace are the bright little dawn. Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
Were you at the Spiritual Warfare Conference in Pomona? Call us up. We want to hear from you. 888-526-2151. 888-526-2151. We want to hear from you. And
We want you to share your thoughts on your experience and what you thought about it. And if there's somebody that's something that stuck out with you that you're going to use. And
call us up.
Yeah, call us up because we like to hear that. We like to hear the comments, whether positive or negative. We want to hear all comments.
I don't know how it could be negative.
Negative, I know. Yeah. Right.
It was an amazing, amazing presentation.
Yeah. But, you know, some people.
888-526-2151. A couple of things on the news item. Breaking, the FDA loses its war on ivermectin and agrees to remove all social media posts and consumer directives regarding ivermectin and COVID, including its most popular tweet in FDA history. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So now they're taking all their negative. Don't use ivermectin. Yeah, it's horse medicine. It's for horses and the
They lost the war and they have to take all their posts down.
Yes.
Because
they're lies.
Okay, we got somebody calling up, wants to talk about the Spiritual Warfare Conference. You're on Jesus 911. Go ahead.
Tell us who you are.
Yes, who are you?
Mr. Jesse Romero. Anita, hello. It's Hector Avila from Hanford, California.
Hector, how are you, my friend?
How are you doing there?
So tell us your experience. You were there at Pomona. Talk to us. What was your experience? What did you take away? And how has this helped you in your Catholic faith?
Yeah, Jesse, of course. You know, we've been going to these conferences for a couple years now. Every year, I can tell you right now that we leave totally astonished, just in love with our faith. You know, me and my wife, we've been following you guys for a lot of years. But Virgin Most Powerful Radio has put in such an amazing event there every year, St. Joseph Church. I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing experience to watch the team, the Liver Crystal team in action, actually on the field. of course, you know what happened, right? You can explain what happened there. But
I'll talk about it.
Right, you know, what we see. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, to see that and the Catholics that are so in love with our faith, you know, everybody that's just basically wanting to learn more about spiritual warfare, this is where to go. This is the top of the food chain. You guys are amazing. You're an amazing teacher of the faith. Father Ripperger, Kyle, Terry, everybody was involved, Bishop Strickland. I mean, it's a blessing. There should be 10,000 people there next year.
Yeah, no kidding. There should be.
Yeah, I agree, brother. Yeah. I appreciate that and appreciate your vote of confidence. And thank you, brother. Thank you for, thank you for those words of encouragement, because, people need to, we need to hear, okay, are we making a difference? Are people paying attention? Are they growing closer to Christ as a result of what we're saying? So, those words kind of validate the whole conference. So thanks a lot, brother. God bless you.
No, thank you. Thank you both. You guys are a beautiful, beautiful example to our faith. Couple that's just on fire with Jesus Christ. Every time I see you, Jesse, I can't believe how much more you're just pumping me up. So I can tell you that, man. Sign me up. I'm there, man. I'm there, man. I'm, like you said, like Anita said, we're learning the faith to the rest of our lives until our dying day.
To our dying day. We got to learn and we got to keep on. And we got to bring people along with us. You know, we got to bring the hook.
Keep grinding away. Amen. Yeah. Amen to that. Yes. But thank
thanks, brother. God bless you. Say hi to your wife.
See you guys again. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Hector. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Yeah, anybody else that was a spiritual warfare conference, call in.
Give us a call in.
Triple eight five two six two one five one, and share with us your thoughts, your assessment of the spiritual warfare conference. My engineer, he'll let me know when the next person calls up.
Yeah.
But so what's my assessment of the spiritual warfare conference? Well, it was like the caller just said, it was a top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you the difference between the Liber Crystal method is Liber Crystal is trying to teach Catholics to take inventory of their own life and to become responsible for their soul and their actions, their behavior, their state of grace, their state of mortal sin. This is not magic. It's not witchcraft. It's not like, oh, you go to this priest, you go to that priest, and he's going to put his hands on your head and you're healed from all your witchcraft and demonic activity and your life of mortal sin. No, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Liber Crystal is a way of life. It's teaching people, you know what? You have to have an ordered prayer life. You have to have discipline. You have to have live a clean life, a pure life. And so it's taking Catholics back and making them responsible for their own actions instead of being little babies and saying, oh, there's a healing priest over here. We got to go there. Oh, there's a healing priest. Yeah. And people go around the country following Father so-and-so like a ping pong ball.
Well,
and Father so-and-so, he's not.
Yeah.
The trick is for you to go return and get out of the pig pen, get out of the mud, and return to a clean life. And that's how you make yourself an aversion to the diabolic.
I think our society is so used to having other people be accountable for their actions. Okay. You're accountable. I'm like this because it's your fault.
Yeah.
So that's what, many people, they're just so accustomed to. So it has built into our faith where now they've lived a life of debauchery and they come, oh, now, okay, I live this way. Now you have to heal me. You have to take charge. Nobody wants to take responsibility for themselves. Responsibility requires the act of the will. How many of us are going to have the will to fight back, and reclaim, our holiness and our responsibility of what we were and what we want to be. It's not about just sitting back and saying, oh, I want to get healed. I want to go. No, go out there and plow. You need to plow. What does that mean? By praying your rosary, going to confession, living in state of grace,
praying your divine mercy, praying your angelus.
Avoid the near occasion of sin.
Read your Bible.
That? If you say the act of contrition every day, that's part of it. There's two acts of contrition. That's one of them, avoiding the near occasion of sin. And that is your responsibility,
and that's what
brother and sister.
That's what Liber Crystal teaches.
Yes, take responsibility.
That's not what other models teach. Mm-hmm. Liber Crystal teaches you to take responsibility of your interior life.
Your interior life.
And they give you tools.
Mm-hmm.
They give you prayers. They give you a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
They give you. We got somebody else calling on to Jesus 911. Go ahead. Identify yourself, please.
Good morning, guys. This is Esteban from Santa Clarita.
Esteban, how are you, my friend? Welcome to our show.
So tell us about your experience at the Spiritual Warfare Conference. We're all ears.
Awesome. Well, this is my third time going down there to Pomona for this conference. And I don't know why, but I don't think I ever get used to seeing Father Ripperger in person. It was amazing. You can definitely feel the power, the faith that these men have as pastors, seeing Father Ripperger, seeing Bishop Strickland again. It was just very edifying. And I feel like you know, you go through a year, you go through different experiences, but then you come back to this conference and it really kind of reboots you, gets you kind of back on your feet. And I definitely left that conference just excited to be Catholic and excited to live my faith.
That's awesome, brother. What parish do you attend?
I attend St. Vitus in San Fernando.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We know a lot of people there. Yeah, we're familiar with that. As a matter of fact, we used to live 2 miles away, or was it 3 miles away from there?
I'll tell you one thing. If had I not moved to Arizona when we did, guess what? That would be my parish.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great parish.
We moved, and then a year after they established that church there. We're already in Arizona.
Yeah.
So yeah, good choice,
good,
brother.
Good choice.
Yeah.
And we're glad you attended this wonderful conference. It's only going to make us better. And I agree with you. Every time you see Father Ripperger, there's always something different.
Yeah.
It's always something different that sticks out. He goes, wow, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
There's always something new that he shares with the audience. That's just so deep.
Yeah, he's an encyclopedia of information. It's a blessing to have him in the Catholic Church for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for calling in. God bless you.
Did you want to share anything else?
No, just want to encourage anybody who hasn't attended one of these to try signing up before they sell out next year. So as soon as the date comes out, you know, get your tickets before it's too late.
Right. Amen.
Exactly. Get your tickets ahead of time because it's sells out completely.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
You're listening to Jesus 911. Anybody else want to call in? 888-526-2151. 888-526-2151. If you want to share your experiences, what you learned, your takeaway from the Spiritual Warfare Conference in St. Joseph's Church in Pomona, call up. We're all ears. 888-526-2151. Just want to mention, for those of you that live in the Diocese of Phoenix, this Saturday, the 23rd, from 12 noon to 3 p.m., my wife and myself and other Catholics, we will be standing in front of the Phoenix Diocese, praying the rosary from 12 noon to 3 p.m., praying spiritual warfare prayers, holding banners. It's going to be a peaceful demonstration because across the street at a place called the Heritage Square, they're going to be having an all-day LGBTQ festival and carnival. Can you imagine that? They're expecting 20,000 LGBTQ people at this festival right across the street from the diocesan headquarters, the chancery office, this Saturday. So my wife
and
myself...
There was no pushback from the diocese.
Now, so when we get home, we're going to change real quick and brush our teeth and jump back in the car, grab something to eat, and go pray from 12 to 3 with a lot of faithful Catholics from Phoenix, Arizona, because what's going to happen? There's going to be sacrilege and blasphemy against our Catholic faith right across the street at this carnival. Okay.
And you know what? They bring Halloween at any time of the year, these drag queens. I see it as a big Halloween party with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all dressed up in whatever they feel like dressing up. And there's no limits to how many clothing pieces that cover their bodies.
Yeah.
And it's pathetic because a woman cannot walk around the city like that.
The way they're dressed.
The way they're dressed.
These are men dressed
and
like
women.
Women
get arrested or men get arrested for
these
indecent
men
exposure.
Dressed like women. Can you believe that?
That is.
And so join us. Those of you in Phoenix, Arizona, the Diocese of Phoenix, 12 noon to 3 p.m. This Saturday, we'll be in front of the Phoenix Diocese. Across the street, there's going to be an LGBTQ festival at the Heritage Square. And so we're going to be doing prayers of reparation for this sacrilege and blasphemy that's going to be occurring right across the street. And bring your rosaries. We have banners. Bring crucifixes. Bring holy waters. We're going to be doing prayers of reparation. Bring holy images. We want to lift high the name of Jesus and Mary. And we want to pray for the conversion of these drag queens and these LGBTQ people.
And
why?
That's our goal for their conversion.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because the Bible tells us to do that.
Yeah, we said the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, verse 27, 28, says we are also called to pray for our enemies.
There you go. That's why we're going to be there.
We are called
They're the
to
enemies
pray
of
for
God.
Enemies of God.
And we're called to pray for them.
Yeah, and our prayers are more effective when we pray as a large community
That's
of
what the
believers.
Bible says.
Yeah, Matthew 18, 20.
And also we're going there. St. Paul also gives us a mandate as to why we should
be
going.
Yeah, in Ephesians 5:11 says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. That's what we're there going to be there for.
See you this Saturday, my fellow Christian soldiers in Phoenix, Arizona.
Stay tuned.
Strength and honor in Jesus' name. Call up. We want to hear from those of you that went to the Spiritual Warfare Conference.
Yes.
888-526-2151.
Your beauty and your grace are the bright new dawn. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Bright new dawn, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, the rescue of friends from hell is the greatest service one can render.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep, that's our job.
Yeah. The rescue of friends from hell is the greatest job one can render.
And we got to do it one person at a time.
Yeah, yep. Hey, call in. If you went to the Spiritual Warfare Conference in Pomona, call in 888-526-2151. 888-526-2151. We want to hear from you. Now, for those of you that were there, there was two episodes of two people that had an acute demonic manifestation. One occurred inside the church. There was probably other people there that were actually cases of affliction or possession. They were just able to, you know, control themselves. But this one person that was in the front seat had a full episode. And the person was taken out. It was a female. The person was from Northern California. And the person was already being seen by an exorcist in Northern California. Now, Here's where some people that were there and were observing her, they said that she was triggered when she saw Bishop Strickland in the sanctuary pacing back and forth praying the rosary. And that would make sense because she was an actual case. She's being seen by an exorcist in Northern California. It would make sense that she saw a successor of the apostle, that demon, and that demon knows the weight of that office. And also, Father Ripperger was speaking in the podium at that time as well. And so the demon was in the presence of probably the foremost exorcist in the world today, along with a very holy bishop in the sanctuary. And that was just too much for the person, for the demon to be able to be in the tabernacle as well, beautiful tabernacle in the church. And so the demon was triggered. And the person had a full demonic manifestation.
Well, we have a caller here. So, caller, state your name. Thank you for calling.
Hello, caller. Go ahead. You're on. Jesus 911. We want to hear from you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, we'll call up anybody that wants to talk about the Spiritual Warfare Conference.
Call us back.
888-526-2151. 888-526-2151. Now, here's... I understand this person was coming from Northern California and they're a case right now being seen by an exorcist. But here's the problem. You can't go shopping around from one exorcist to another. First of all, anybody who came that was diabolically afflicted or even possessed and saying, Father Ripperger is going to be there. I'm going to have him pray over me and I'll be healed. Again, that's white magic. You just fell into the superstition of white magic. Oh, Father Ripperger is going to heal me because I'm possessed. No, it doesn't work that way. I'll tell you why.
And he has these extra powers that...
That the other exorcist that's treating me doesn't have. That's magic. That's superstition.
Okay. We our caller's back?
Go ahead. Identify yourself. You're on.
Hi, Jesse. Hi, Anita. Debbie Pena, how are you?
Good. Hi, Debbie. How are you? Go ahead and tell us about your experience at the Spiritual Warfare Conference.
It was very good. I actually opened up more of my heart and let our Blessed Mother and our Lord to come in. You know, I have a devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. And I have to tell you this because through Father Ripperger and through Dr. Sandoval and all the speakers, some of the stuff they were talking about, I got revelation of what I need to pray for.
Good.
I was like, oh, you need to pray for this. You need to pray for generational healing. I just got insight of what I needed to pray for. And out of our trials and tribulations, you know, Our Lady will always be by our side. And
correct.
It's true about when we get revelation. When we say Our Lady of Sorrow Rosary, she does tell us what we need to pray for and our own imperfection.
Correct.
So I just want to share with that with you. And I was volunteering and it was really good. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. And I got a lot out of it.
Well, that's wonderful, Debbie. We're glad that you called in. And that's what it's all about. It's going up there and just saying, okay, if I can bring one thing home that's going to help me with my interior life, that's your goal. It's there's a lot of information throughout the weekend that was, put forth in front of everyone. And that's the goal. It's give me one thing, Lord, that you want me to implement in my spiritual walk with you so I can, for my interior life. So I'm glad you were able to come, and thank you, Jesus, for that.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Debbie, for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You're listening to Jesus 911. If you want to talk about the Spiritual Warfare Conference, call us up, 888-526-2151, 888-526-2151. Again, so this one person that came from Northern California, I'm seeking the help of Father Ripper, obviously. So let's remember the rules of engagement. Father Chad Ripperger came there to lecture. He didn't come there to do any exorcisms. Why? Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the authority in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles to do an exorcism.
Right.
So even if you came from Timbuktu, said, Father Ripperger's going to be there. If I could just get 5 minutes with him, he could put his hand on my hand and pray over me. I'll be healed. No, you won't. Why? He has no authority to do the rite of exorcism in the Diocese of Los Angeles.
Right.
You have to get that right from the bishops. Mm-hmm. And so he was not there to pray for anybody. He's there to give lectures. Mm-hmm. Father Ripperger, where his authority is 100% powerful, is in the Diocese of Denver, Colorado. That's where he's from. That's where the full authority of Christ flows through his priesthood, because he operates under the obedience and with the power and authority of the bishop, Bishop Aquila. And so anybody in the Diocese of Denver, Colorado, that's one of his cases, is going to feel the full effects of the priesthood of Jesus Christ or Father Ripperger, because that's his diocese. He has authority to expel demons from Denver, Colorado. When he travels around the country, he doesn't have that authority.
No, he doesn't.
People don't realize that. So people come, Father Ripperger's going to be there, like fangirls and fanboys, and I get it. He's not there to pray for anybody. Mm-hmm. He would have to let me tell you how complicated it would be. He would have to have his bishop ask the LA bishop for permission to pray over somebody in Pomona. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. The LA bishops are going to say, no, we've got our own exorcist. If anybody has any problems, they can seek recourse to the LA diocese. Mm-hmm. So again, just so you know, in the future, anybody who's diabolically afflicted or even possessed, and I know people listen to this show and they're possessed, because I get emails all the time. And God bless you guys, because you guys are fighting for your liberation. Mm-hmm.
Seeking healing.
Yeah, you're seeking healing through the proper channels of the church. Remember, when Father Ripperger goes somewhere, he goes to lecture. He's not going to do it. He doesn't have the authority to do an exorcism in any diocese in the United States. There's 193. He only has permission to do exorcism in one diocese, Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So just remember that people, when they see him on a flyer, he's going to be there. I'm possessed. I'm diabolically afflicted. I'm going to get 5 minutes with him. I'm going to be healed. No, you're not. You're not going to get 5 minutes with him, because he's not there to pray over anybody. He's there to give lectures. Mm-hmm. You need to seek your pastor and your diocesan exorcist for healing,
And remember, he's there to teach us.
Yeah.
He is sharing his intellectual property with all of us and sharing so we know how to live in a state of grace. Essentially, that's what our goal is, to live in a state of grace. And we need to be grateful for him that he's able to take the time, because he's an exorcist.
He's busy.
He's not all, he doesn't call himself a speaker. He primarily, I'm an exorcist. I'm there to help people get healed.
He doesn't see himself as a speaker. He's told me.
Yep.
He doesn't really enjoy going and giving lectures. He says, my job is to pray 3 or 4 hours a day and to prepare myself to do exorcisms every day.
Yeah. And we need to acknowledge that and give him his space and just take in and absorb everything we learned. So those of you that are seeking healing, you can take back this information to your diocese and to your pastor
and your family life,
your family life, your interior life. I think we got another caller. Caller,
go ahead. You're on.
Yeah. Hey, this is Johnny, your brother. I just wanted.
Hey, Johnny, how are you, brother?
Good.
Thanks for calling.
Tell us about your experience at the Pomona conference.
Yeah. The conference was again outstanding. You know, it's extremely important for all of us to understand the dangers out there with the different practices that, especially the Latino community, you know, I know people that have gotten hurt because they're going to tarot cards, they're going to curanderos, they're getting massages with crystals, all around the body. They're doing all kinds of weird things that most of us are not familiar with. Most of us don't know that these can be dangerous practices that open up portals to evil spirits. So very, very informative, outstanding presentations. I just can't speak about it enough and how it's important for all of us as Catholic Christians to learn, to start to grow in our understanding of how to win this battle for our souls and the souls of our family. They're practical things that all the different speakers were teaching us about how to win this war, how to.
Johnny, hold on. Stay on the line. We want to hold you over for the next segment. You're listening to Jesus 911. Yeah, we got my brother Johnny Romero on the line. We'll be back with the next segment, final segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your beauty and your grace are the bright little dawn. Our Lady of Guadalupe. For us, so tenderly you hold us in your arms. Your beauty and your grace are the bright little dawn. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in
your most beautiful bumper music on Catholic radio or podcasting.
Yeah, Our Lady Guadalupe, the one that crushes
Jesus 911. Hey, we got my brother Johnny on the line. He's commenting about his experience at the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Johnny, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, brother. I just, again, learned the importance of, one of the things that you mentioned is we know from other exorcists that people that recite with their heart the Most Holy Rosary daily, they don't have any problems. They don't have any afflictions. They don't have any possessions. They don't have any problems in their life. They're putting on the full armor of God, like a force field around them. So
that's
absolutely a
beautiful habit that we can all learn. Here's another thing. I think the average person out there has been duped by the evil spirits, the demons, to believe that they don't even exist.
Yes.
So there's a tremendous amount of us out there that we don't even know that they exist. There's a war going around us. I mean, can you imagine being dropped into, World War II? You're dropped in with your boots, your rifle, your flak jacket, your helmet, your ammunition, and you don't even know what's going on. And rounds are coming around you. And people are falling down, and you have no idea what's going on. That's what's happening in our world right now. There's an invisible
war. I love that analogy.
Good analogy.
Yes. Yeah. I'm picturing it as you're saying.
Wow.
Yes, that's and, great.
And
thank you.
People, yeah. Most people, most men and women are living quiet lives of desperation. They have no hope because they don't understand the spiritual war that's going on right around us. Mm-hmm. And these evil spirits, these demons, they're like Terminators. They don't they don't eat. They hate our guts because, you know, we are human. They look down on humans. They hate us. They don't want to serve us. And we don't even know what's going on. This is why the first step is awareness, right? The very first step is awareness of what's going on around you. And then learning how to pick up the weapons, the spiritual weapons, and how to win this war. How to knock demons on their back. And we need to learn how to do that by being in a state of grace and learning how to pray from the heart. Because as we pray with our heart and with our soul, our prayers become more powerful. I've learned that in these spiritual warfare conferences. James chapter 5, verse 16 says that the prayers of a holy and righteous person have great power in their effect.
Amen.
So
amen.
If we are in a state of grace and we are living a sacramental life, if we're going to confession once a month at least, and we're receiving Holy Communion at least 90% of the time that we're going to Mass, and we're praying a daily rosary, our prayers are extremely powerful, and we are protected. But if you're doing anything less than that, You're gonna receive some backlash from these evil spirits.
Absolutely.
Johnny, you know what? You have I can just tell from listening to you, you have learned your lesson well. You have taken the proper notes. You are spot on. Exactly what you said is exactly what every lay Catholic needs to do. Brother, I want to talk to you some more. I'll call you up later. I got some other people on the line. Thanks for calling in. You always are high information. Thanks, brother. God bless you. I'll talk to you later.
God bless you. All right. Take care,
all right, brother.
We'll talk to you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
We got somebody else on the line. Go ahead. I think we got Madrigal on the line. Go ahead. You're on. Or we got Dr. Luis on the line. Whoever you want to put on, Richard. Go ahead. You're on. Go ahead. Madrigal, go ahead.
Hello, is that me? Oh, yes. Okay. Hi, Anita. I'm the one that came to the table and said hello to you, and that I'm so thankful for your work and everything that you and Jesse do. I was afflicted with like a cold. I was catching a cold.
Hello?
What happened to Madrigal?
Okay.
Dr. Sandoval, you're on. Go ahead, brother. Good to hear from you.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, doctor. We're doing great. Hey. Now they're better that you're on the line.
Exactly. By the way, let me put a pitch. Dr. Luis Sandoval, if you don't listen to his show,
this is
the master at understanding and discerning the difference between mental health and the diabolical.
Yes.
What a gift to VMPR that Dr. Luis Sandoval is.
Yes, we are blessed to have you on.
Anybody that's not listening to a show, you're missing out. If you want to get high-level spiritual warfare and high-level just good Catholic therapy, this is the man to listen to.
Yep.
Go ahead, Luis. You're on, brother.
Well, thanks. Thanks, guys. I always ask my listeners if they have any topics they want to cover or anything like that to let us know for sure. I just had when I was there at the conference, I had a lady come and ask me about, you know, the diabolical affecting families and relationships, and what do we do if we're not getting along with our spouse? So I always focus on those kind of topics on my show about how can we heal marriages, how can we heal relationships, and how can we tell if, you know, if it's all mental health, if it's spiritual, and sometimes it's not always easy to tell. But I always remember, and a lot of the people I met at the conference, you know, people are hurting, and people are hurting because in today's day and age, they're really hungry for the truth. And I don't think that they're always being fed high information, Catholic faith information, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know what, your radio program is more important than ever before, because there is just a high rate right now of mental health, of mental illness around the country. I think I read 25% of Americans are in some type of psychotropic medication, some type of prescription for mental health. And Father Ripperger also says that his assessment is he believes about 25% of the population has some type of diabolical affliction. They've opened up a portal to a demon. So yeah, your practice, Luis, is more important than ever before.
Yeah, you know, and it's important too. You know, one of the great things about the conference, if anybody didn't get a chance to go, any of our listeners, you know, it's great that they can go to our website, and I believe we're going to have it for them to be able to purchase the recordings. But really, more than anything else, when you got speakers like Father Ripperger, Bishop Strickland, you're going to get that high information, Catholic, faith-filled, magisterial, deposit of the faith type of information that you know is solid and that's going to be good for you. Because a lot of times what we don't realize is, you know, even if we're not diabolically afflicted, just being out of the state of grace, just being in the state of sin is going to be painful. And that's going to be painful to the soul because we've separated ourselves from God. Even venial sin, you know, continual venial sin, that's going to make it painful for the soul. The soul's going to be feeling pretty sick and it's going to need some healing, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, doctor, just share a little bit of what your lecture on, I think it was on Sunday, right? I wasn't in there and I had the privilege of being in there because I was outside on our table, but share a little bit what you shared with the audience. That would be.
Give us some sound bites, some takeaways.
Sure. Absolutely. So when I was privileged enough to speak on Sunday, and really more than anything else, the lecture was the first part, kind of a question as to why would anybody even come to me saying that they have either mental illness or that they're worried about the diabolical affliction, because one of the big challenges is that diabolical influence can look like mental illness and mental illness can look like diabolical influence. So if anybody's confused or they're not sure what's going on, I always tell them, absolutely, you know, it can be confusing. But I think a lot of the times that people come and want to explore that is because they're coming from a place of pain. You know, a lot of people in today's society, we can be in pain for different reasons. You know, in today's society, you're going to be told, hey, you only matter if you get so many likes on social media, but you only matter if your Facebook page is blowing up and you have, you know, 5 million friends on there. And so this is where people are getting their sense of self-esteem, their sense of self-worth and value, instead of realizing that's coming from Jesus Christ, from God. We already have value. We don't need anybody else to validate it. We need to live that Catholic life to explore that. So usually, you know, I started off the talk by talking about why do people come to us with that sense of pain. And if you've already been going to multiple doctors, multiple exorcists, and everybody's telling you, you know, there's nothing really that we can do for you, you got to ask yourself, am I going through more just a general spiritual affliction where it might not be diabolic, but am I living a good life? Am I living a good Catholic life? Am I going to church? Am I going to confession? These are things that are going to cause true healing in your life. But aside from that, the rest of the talk also focused on there are those times where there is a gray area where people come to me and they're experiencing depression or they've been diagnosed with something. And the more I explore their cases, the more I realize, you know, I can give you medication all day long for many years, but really you're having a spiritual crisis. You're having a spiritual situation that needs to be taken care of and needs to be addressed. So if you listen to my talk, one of the talks was about a woman who her family was in a bad place. She was divorced and things were kind of dark in her house. Her children weren't listening to her. They were a little older. And one of her sons even started growling at her, you know, when she was talking to him. And it was kind of like, where's that coming from? You know, she said he was like a wild animal, like a wolf, when she asked him to just kind of clean his room or do things around the house. And she didn't know what was going on. Well, I got to tell you, this is one of those powerful moments where I told her, you know, I can keep giving you prescriptions for depression, anxiety, because that's what you're experiencing as a side effect of what's going on in your home. But I told her, how's your spiritual life? And she said, you know, it's not very good. So we got a plan for her to go back to church, to go back and pray in front of the tabernacle. And a couple of years later, she came back to me and she told me everything cleared up in her life. She started following the faith. She started following you know, Jesus Christ. She started getting back into the basic Catholic practices, nothing extraordinary. There was no exorcism, any of that. She just started focusing on praying to Christ, going before the tabernacle, receiving communion, and everything cleared up. She was doing really well at her job. Her children were listening to her, and she just found a level of peace. And that's where you really find those moments where, you know, gosh, you can be experiencing mental illness. It can be heaviness in your life. But if you don't invite Christ in, I don't know that sometimes you're not going to find the healing that you really need.
Wow.
You know, Luisa, it's what Father Ripperger and the team have been teaching for years, that 90% of people can self-liberate if they just reorient their intellect, their mind, and their will back to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. 90% of people can self-deliver, even from the diabolic.
Yeah.
And that's you know, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's wonderful that you're able to ask them about their spiritual walk. I mean, how many psychiatrists out there are doing that? Probably none. Very few.
Very few.
Very few. But anybody that goes to you is blessed.
Yeah.
That's a great point. And anybody can ask about it. But you know, a lot of people aren't.
Hey, Luis, how can people listen to you? How can people listen to your show? Tell us when you're on.
Oh, tune in on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Excellent. 10 a.m. Awesome. Thursday. Dr. Luis Sandoval, we love listening to the show.
Yeah.
Tune in Thursdays, 10 a.m. Thanks, Luis. We'll talk later. God bless you, my friend.
We'll talk to you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Jesus 911, that's a wrap.
Yep.
See you next time.
Yep.
Oh, I got to pray for my wife. God bless you, protect you, keep you safe. Amen. See you next time. God bless you.